Some Alaskans are fired up about water pollution from heavy fuel oil burned on large cruise ships. At a panel discussion in Juneau Tuesday, members of tribes and conservation organizations said there's a solution: using cleaner fuel. Heavy fuel oil is the stuff from the bottom of the barrel, the waste product at the end of the oil refining process. So it's cheaper than distillate fuels and used widely by most of the large cruise ships that travel along Alaska's coastline every year. When it's burned, heavy fuel oil exhaust releases sulfur oxide into the air, which can cause heart and lung disease and lead to acid rain. So in 2020, the International Maritime Organization, or IMO, required ships that burn heavy fuel oil to use scrubbers, which filter the exhaust through seawater. Aaron Brakel advocates for clean water at the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, which organized the panel. He said that didn't solve the pollution problem. It just moved it into the ocean.
Can they spray the water, transferring pollutants from the air into the water, from the exhaust? And most of the scrubbers worldwide, most of the ones here in Alaska, are open-loop systems.
That means they pump seawater infused with toxic exhaust back into the ocean instead of storing it and disposing of it at an onshore facility. Brakel probed into U.S. Environmental Protection Agency records and found that between 2023 and 2024, 17 ships using open-loop scrubber systems reported more than 700 water quality violations off the coast of Alaska, as Alaska Public Media reported last month. Kay Brown is the Arctic Policy Director at Pacific Environment, an advocacy nonprofit. Last year, she and her colleagues published a literature review of studies around the world on the negative effects of scrubbers.
The big takeaway here is that scrubber pollution is toxic to marine life at very low concentrations.
Several Southeast tribes have passed resolutions calling for cleaner fuel, including the Yakutat Tlingit Tribe, the Organized Village of Cake, the Organized Village of Kasan, and the Ketchikan Indian Community. Gloria Burns is president of the Ketchikan Indian Community. She says she wants cruise ships to take initiative.
This practice of fuel dumping makes the cruise ships an extractive industry.
And she says the onus is on the cruise industry to build a relationship of reciprocity instead. Cruise ships that burn heavy fuel oil are equipped to switch between fuel types. Some regulations have already taken effect in U.S. waters. Last year, the IMO banned heavy fuel oil in Arctic waters, with some fuel tank exceptions. Scrubber discharge is restricted in Hawaii's waters and banned within the port of Seattle. California has long required ships to burn cleaner fuels upon entering its waters. Alaska State Senator Jesse Keel attended the panel. He says he's concerned about water pollution from scrubbers, but hasn't decided on a policy path yet. And he says he's been meeting with a lot of people about it, including cruise companies.
And we had some serious conversations, and they presented some research, some of which I bought and some of which I didn't.
A spokesperson from Cruise Lines International Association Alaska, which represents the cruise industry, wrote in an email that, quote, there is no scientific basis to support a ban on scrubbers, and that they, quote, remain an important compliance option as the maritime sector continues to reduce air emissions, end quote. Alex Pierce is Juneau's visitor industry director. In an interview, she said there's a longstanding voluntary commitment from cruise lines to switch to marine gas oil when they're in Gastineau Channel, while in Juneau's cruise port, and upon departure.
All we can do is make agreements and ask that they be followed. And even if we did have legislation, I don't know what our compliance program would look like.
She says the city has no reason to believe the ships aren't honoring the commitment. But in 2019, Governor Dunleavy axed state funding for the Ocean Rangers program that had observers aboard cruise ships. So there is no longer oversight on oil slicks. The state's wastewater permits and ship inspectors only address sewage and gray water, not scrubber discharge. But Pierce says the city is working to help find alternative shipping fuels through a partnership between ports and cruise lines called the Pacific Northwest to Alaska Green Corridor Project. She says the group will publish a report in the next few months looking at the feasibility of transitioning cruise ships to another fuel type called green methanol, which can be produced from municipal or agricultural waste. Juneau's last cruise ship of the 2025 season will depart on Tuesday night. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.